So, do kirtan with full energy. Full energy. You are not chanting, not anything, doing these things. What it will do? You should try to do, follow all these things. What is the meaning of this song, kirtan? When you should chant or remember or do kirtan, you try to know that what are the meanings of what we are uttering or chanting or kirtan. I want to know what is the meaning of first. Agyan timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave. I want to first know that who are remembering this shloka. They know this shloka. Only you don't know, remember, and you not. Achha, who can explain this shloka? What is the meaning of this shloka? Who can do? Achha. Yes, sir.
Om Agyana Timirandasya. Agyana, ignorance, Timirandasya. That we are lost in the Timiranda, the darkness. Very great darkness. So many lifetimes, so many births and deaths, we have been wandering in this bhavam buddhi, this ocean of material existence, with no shelter. And our eyes are closed shut. Om agyana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur. Our chakshur, our eyes, are closed shut. But with the weapon, with the instrument, like a medical doctor uses a instrument to operate, the guru has opened our eyes with knowledge, with transcendental knowledge.
Who can explain some more? What he has explained? Explanation better?
Well, worse. But in the Brahma Samhita, it says, Premanjana Churito Bhakti Valochanena, that Shama Sundar is seen within the heart and outside and everywhere by Prem Anjana. So that Anjana, that ointment of the eyes of Prem, is put on with the instrument of transcendental knowledge by Sri Gurudev, so that one can see the pastimes of Shama Sundar everywhere at all times by his mercy.
Very good.
Therefore, he is my Lord, birth after birth.
In Srimad Bhagavatam is described that this anjana, this ointment, is applied through the process of bona fide hearing, Shruti Kirti Patam. By hearing from bona fide Vaishnava, the eye will become open and sealed with the ointment of love.
I want some more explanation to hear, to more explanation. Bola.
This verse was spoken by Lord Shiva in Guru Gita.
No, I want to know this shloka meaning. Mm-hmm. And then you can apply any other shloka by explanation. But this shloka, on this shloka. Agyan timirandhasya. What is timir? Timir means night. In night, so darkness. And we cannot see anything. We are like blind person. But actually we are not blind. We have eyes, but darkness is so thick that we cannot see. So our ignorance is so thick, we cannot see. What is that ignorant? What is that ignorant? Five ignorants are there. First, Our Swarup is here, but we cannot see. Understand? There is Jiva Swarup. We are thinking that this body is my soul. But it is not our Swarup. More ignorant about Krishna, Paraswarup, this is called. Paraswarup means the Ishtadev of whole world, every beings. But we are not saying Krishna also. This is also very dense andhakar. More, we are saying that worldly things are mine. This mridang is mine. This wife is mine. This is my wife. This is my son. This is my home. Everywhere my nation. First andhakar is I am not knowing my swarup, then Krishna swarup. And in this world we were seeing only mine, mine, mine. And again, this is yours. Bhed. Bhed mane?
Difference.
We are engaged, we have so much attraction for other than Krishna. Bhayang dvitiyad avinimeshatah. We are thinking that we are bhokta. Bhokta, you know?
Enjoyer.
Enjoyer. And all the things are for me. So, giving up Krishna in this andhakar, in darkness, we are not seeing Krishna, not seeing us, and seeing that all things are mine. This mine-ness. And then, Vedagyan. What is Vedagyan? We are not seeing Krishna, so we are thinking that all are mine. And that is why we are attached to worldly things. We want to enjoy them. And fourth, that we have bhaya. In darkness, oh, ghost is coming. And wild beast is coming. Serpent is coming. Nothing there, but yet in andhakar, in darkness, we will fear. What we will warfare? Oh, death is coming, sufferings are coming. All are my shatrus, enemies. They will attack me, I will die. They will take my things. This is bhaya. So five, these are ignorance. Guru gives first ointment. What that ointment is? Tattva-gyan. You are not this physical body, you are this. You are part and parcel and servant of Krishna. Then he gives a Partattva-gyan. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, you should think and serve always to Krishna. All these material things are not for your enjoyment, but it is the vastu hai, ye Krishna ki seva ki.
Paraphernalia for the service of Krishna.
All these things. Kya?
Paraphernalia.
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 Things.
Objects.
Things for the service of
Krishna. Not for enjoying us. Otherwise, there will be poison. and we will die. No fear at all. We are part and parcel. We are Sanatan. We cannot die. Any suffering dust of the world cannot touch us. No bhay at all. No diti abhinimesh. Only our affection and love will be applied to Krishna, and Krishna associates, not like mine, I am enjoyer of all these things. So no bhay will be there. And if the tattva gyan comes, then he will make something more powerful. That ornament will be so powerful, and he will give some frame in that ornament that you can see Braj here, the pastimes of Krishna, playing with Sakha and playing with gopis, and how Yashoda and Nanda Baba are nourishing Krishna. And if it is done, then you will be a sadhak. Really sadhak at that time, and you will try to get all these things, really to realize. So Gurudev gives this prem ornaments, that premanjana churiti bhakti bilo chanina santa sadaiva
viveshu bilo
kayanti jamsham sundaram achinta guna swarupam. What is rope? Playing with gopis, playing with me, you will see everything. No birth, death, and all sorrows and sufferings of this world. No changing, not changing every day. And jadgatva nanivartante tardhana. We cannot return from there. So Guru gives all these things. So I bow down to the lotus feet of Gurudev. It has been explained also in the Kirtan which watch you did. Sri Guru Charanirati Sei Se Uttamagati. What is the meaning? We should try to realize the meanings. Otherwise we will not learn anything, and we should do positively like that. Sri Guru Charane Rati, he had not told Shraddha, the Guru Charane Shraddha. So Guru Charane Rati is a very advanced stage. Those who have no Guru, what they will do? They cannot have Rati. They cannot have Shraddha. They have no any tutor or master to whom obey. So they are like bewildered. What to do, what to not to do. Always sinking in the ocean of dense andhakar. They have no Guru. So they cannot do pranam. And they have not decided what are the object of our life. If they have goal this, then they have decided and they may go to Gurudev. But they don't think the necessity of going and taking shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. They will go to harmonium master. No? They will go to paisa maker, money maker persons. They will go to medical college to learn, to make paisa. They will go to business college, any, what? Business college means?
Yes.
Yes.
They read AC account, chartered account and all, CA, all these things. So, they will go to their gurus. But the guru and that person both, they will be drowned in the ocean of birth and death. All these things cannot save us. In a 2 day or after 3 days or 3 years, after 10 years, after 20 hours or 50 years, or not more than 100 years, we will see that we have lost everything. A person who is dying at the age of 100 or any age, and he has so much wealth, so much wealth, then he will be so worried. What will be? What will be of this? What to do with this wealth? There is no child, no wife, and so much wealth, so much big palace, so many, about 300 cars, a special
aeroplane.
And he is dying. There is also dog. What to do with dogs? And at once he dead, thinking that what will be to go with that dog. He is not
thinking about God,
but he is thinking about
dog.
Just of
and next time he will be dog. Certainly he will be dog. So what he collected, it became so. Only these things gave him worry. But we are not thinking all these things, positive things. A drink and be merry, and we will never die. We'll have not to live all these things. We will be with these things and we will be happy. One day, one my disciple went to Italy, Rome.
Yes.
He is a very big man, rich person. He has so many factories. So he came to Italy to see the factories and to develop his factories like Italian factories. To whom he went, he was a very big person. Big, rich person. After business talks were stopped, then my disciple told him that I see that you are a very wealthy person. In whole Italy, I am first or second class of rich person. But you know that you are about 60, and after that you will be of 70 and 80, and then you will die living all these things in this world. What will happen of all these things? Can you see? Oh, he took their two hands and he said, oh, I am not thinking of these things. But it is happened, it going to happen, this. What to do? I cannot. Oh, I am. Now I will be mad. No sleep, nothing. What to do? Then you should. He told that you should think. Where to go? To whom you will give up all these things? You should. So these persons have no aim, object of this life. Actually, like animals. We should not be like animals. We should think. We can earn something to live our life, but not only that. I questioned a person that you are doing all these things for living. You will be saved. You will not die because you will take this thing and clothes. These are necessary. But why you want to keep your life? Why? Understand my question, Gopinath ji?
Yes.
What I told?
Yes.
If you are saved, your life is maintained.
Yeah.
Then what is the life of your goal?
Goal.
Again to eat,
mm-hmm.
and again to marry, mm-hmm. marry, but you'll die. Then?
Nothing.
What is the aim and object of this life? Why you want to save your life?
Mm.
This should be good. So we should try to realize all these things and then proceed in this. So Guru gives this light, these thinkings. Those who gives these things, they are actually Guru. Otherwise, they will also be drawn if they have know that what?
That ointment.
Ointment. They have no. They will also those who are malicious here, those who are not serving Krishna but serving their school body, so much ego, envy, they are not so liberal minded, they have no all these tattva gyans. They are not himself, and how they can give these things to others?
Mm-hmm.
And they said that we are pakka sadhu, uttama gatu. So we should try to gain all these things from our Gurudev. Sri Guru Charane Rati. At first you will do pranam. Agyanti Miranda. After that, you will take shelter in his lotus feet. That he is my Gurudev. If there is none Gurudev, then you cannot do Rati. And then you can have not these all kinds of Gyan that I told. And there is none to check you, to order you, and you will not follow any orders. You will think that, oh, I am good. And this is only ego, and it will sink you in the ocean of andhakar. Suguru charane rati. The first we should do Gurudev. Initiation from the, what is initiation? To follow is the initiation. How Gurudev is pure? How Gurudev is pure? Having so much knowledge, tattva gyan, prem, everything he has, try to be like that by following Gurudev's steps. If you are not following, oh, he is taking my all disciples. All worldly births he is taking. By all money. I thought that I will take money from them, but now he has come and he will take money. This is ego. Very bad things, all these things. He had no at all rati in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Then you will follow actually Gurudev. What is the meaning of follow? Sri Guru, Sri Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Kariya Akya. What Gurudev is telling, it is true. And I must follow. If we are not taking this thing, then we will tell Gurudev, you should follow me, what I am telling. You know, Ram, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But actually, we are intelligent than you. Oh, you should go like this, you should behave like this. Then Gurudev becomes a disciple and he becomes a
Guru.
Then chela must go in Pacific Ocean. And crocodiles will take them. Don't try to do these things. Don't think that he is a man, human body only. Chitete kariya aika, what Guruji is telling. I know, here Swamiji at first did pratistha of Radha Krishna Vigraha, this, where we went, Radha Krishna, flowers in hand, pick up father, Srimati Radhika there. And he went to India, and when he returned from India again after 1 or 2 years, he saw that the name had been changed. Because this colony was, that colony was called like Dwarka colony. So one his sister who has left ISKCON now, he kept the name Rukmini Dwarkadhish. He became angry, Swamiji. And he called for that person. Why you change this name? You are saying that he is on float. And Radhika is there, and also he is peacock feathers. He is the son of Nanda Baba Yashoda Devi. In this shape, he is not Dwarkadhish. Why you can? And then again he went to India and name was kept like this. This is called Rasa Bhasdosh. Not Radha, but Rasa Dushta. Not Rasa Bhas. Rasa Bhas of four kinds. If you want to be true devotee of Krishna, you will have to know all these things. Otherwise, you don't know Gita and you have taken Bhagavatam. How you can understand? I first try to understand Gita. We are not this physical body. All these step by step. First book of this Tattva Gyan is Gita. And last book, PhD, D.L.E.D., graduation. Book is Srimad Bhagavatam. I see that some persons, some girls, they don't know Gita and they take a book of Raspanchadhyayi Bharmar Gita Uddhav Sandesh. What they will do? Nothing. So we should know all these things. The what I was telling?
Rasabhas.
Anurasa, aparasa,
uparasa,
uparasa, anurasa, both, and then four kinds of uparas, aparas, anuras, and one rush. These are rasabhas. What is the meaning of uparasa? When Srimati Radhika or Subal Siddham, they are Sakha, but anyhow they are serving Krishna like servant, then it is uparasa. Understand? This is uparasa. It is somewhat about like it is good something, but not so much good. He is Sakha. He should be like Sakha. Like Krishna became उनसे ये हो गए, अंतर्ध्यान हो गए, डिसअपियर्ड फ्रॉम द काउंसिल ऑफ गोपीज. व्हाई ही डिसअपियर्ड? He disappeared, or after that he met with Radhika after disappearance again. And then Radhika became Swadhin Bhartrika. And after that she became Dakshin Bhav. Dakshin Bhav, you know?
Rightist move.
Rightist move. Then Krishna thought that, oh, he is still living her own rush, Madhurya Upapati Bhav. And now he is in the mood of Vivahita Ashwakiya Bhav. Understand? Very hard. Very high thing. He is now going to be like a married woman. Oh, this is not mood of Srimati Radhika. So he at once disappeared from Srimati Radhika too. Understand something, you? Not more. Jab kishi ka bhav, mane vibhav, उद्दीपन आलंबन, आलंबन आर ऑफ टू काइंड्स, विषय आश्रय. फ्रेंड श्रीमती राधिका गिव्स, अपना छोड़ देती है भाव और विषय का भाव वो ग्रहण करने लगती है, तो वो अप्रश हो सकता है जब अपना मूड कोई छोड़ने जाए. जैसे शुभल सखा छोड़ करके अपना दैट मोड सख्य भाव, एंड ही वॉज डूइंग सर्विस लाइक सर्वेंट्स, दिस कैन बी कॉल्ड अपरस, उपरस. उपमन से निकट, नियर, नियर बट नॉट दैट थिंग, सो दिस इज कॉल्ड उपरस. अनुरस, what is the meaning of anurasa? Something is there but not everything. How? Like there is no actual relation with Krishna, no relation, but even 12 rasas are acting in an instance. Gopis are seeing his markati, markati meaning old lady monkey, whose nose was like this and somewhat like this. They saw that kakkati, and she was doing kakkak. So all gopis were laughing. There is no relation with Krishna, but all gopis are laughing. There is a very far relation, far away relation. माने बहुत दूर का relation है, like this, but not direct. So not direct relation to Krishna, but kakhati was of Srimati Radhika. So it is of Krishna, but all gopis are seeing and laughing. This is arvataj aparasa. Jarasandh is following Krishna. Krishna is running away to Dwarka. And Jarasandha is telling, oh, how beautiful, how strong you are, powerful, that you are flying. You know, he is telling that do veer jab rahte hain, if there are two
heroes
fighting, then any hero does not want to No, no.
Show us back.
Back to your enemy. वो अपने enemy को पीछ नहीं दिखलाना चाहता है. मर जाएगा किंतु सामने से मरेगा. What?
He will never show his back to the enemy. He prefers to die.
He will die, but he will never show his back to. This is big. Oh, how you are big that you are keeping your this back in front of me. Ho 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 ho. He began to laugh. This is called aparasha. So we should have get four kinds of this, and then what is rasa viruddha? What is rasa viruddha? Not knowing all these things, doing what you are thinking, you are doing. Rather than Krishna, and then we will tell that, oh, he is path sarthi, Radha path sarthi. Swamiji has not kept these names. I asked him, why you kept this name? Because I have written in my books, this is very against of Russia. So we should know all these things. Otherwise we are bound to do all this Russia viruddha bhav. Dwarkadhish cannot be the husband, beloved of Srimati Radhika. Never, never, never. Rukmini Kant cannot be in Vrindavan with gopis. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has written so. Oh, there are foolish, rash, abhas, dushta. We should know all these things. How we can know? Jnananjana Shalakaya. Guru will give that prominent, then our eyes will be open and we will see all these things. Otherwise, Moody and Misri both are one. Moody Misri, you know the history? Moody and Misri. Moody means?
Radish.
Eh?
Radish.
Radish.
Puffed rice. Puri.
You know all?
Yes, puffed rice.
And Misri, you know?
Sugar candy.
Sugar candy, very sweet.
Yes.
The value of the same are will not be equal. Never be equal. आप समझ रहे हैं? मुरी और मिश्री एक समान नहीं दर होगा. Once a guru and shishya, a guru and disciple went to preach to their disciple's house, Grihastha Bhakta. When they went in the midway, they saw that there is a city. There was a king there. This disciple told that, I'm so hungry now, Gurudev, I'm so hungry, so I must take something. Gurudev gave him one rupee, and it is called in India taka. Taka. Taka means one rupee,
yes.
One rupee is fine. He gave that disciple and go to the market and bring something to eat. He went there. He asked the rate of mudi. Ajay, 1 rupees. Mane taka se. In 1 rupees, 1 kilo. Then he went to makhan.
Butter.
What is the rate? 1 rupees, 1 kilo. He went to Sabjiwala. Sabjiwala is
vegetable.
What is the rate of these leaves? You know leaves?
Yes.
Two paisa. In 2 paisa, 5 kilo. He told us that 1 rupee, 1 kilo.
Yeah.
Then he went to Misri.
Sugar candy.
Sugar. What is that? 1 rupee, 1 kilo. He went to Makhan, butter. What is the rate? He thought that it would be so high rate.
Mm-hmm.
1 rupee, 1 kilo. 1 taka, 1 kilo.
Mm.
Oh, very good. He took 1 kilo of makhan. And we will take it. Oh, in my village, 10 rupees or 50 rupees, 1 kilo butter.
Mm.
But here, 1 taka, 1 kilo.
Mm.
He took it and went to Gurudev. Gurudev told him, have you bought anything? Yes, yes. A very cheap
makhan.
Butter. Very good. Why you could not bring any chapati, roti, or mudi, or anything? Guruji, all straight
are
equal.
Same.
I thought that I should bring very highest potencies.
Uh-huh.
In which? Kya gurata hai na?
Fat.
Fat,
no.
We can be filled up.
The biggest discount.
Oh, kya kata hai? Isme bahut gun hota hai khane mein.
Someone called protein.
Ah, protein.
Achha,
so
achha.
Many. Having so much.
Most nourishment.
Gurudev told that at once you should give up this place. You should fly away. He told you, no, Gurudev. I am so weak. Give me some money. I will live here for 1 month. And I will take butter daily, some, and I will when I will be so fat and so
strong,
then I will come to you. You should give me the address of that Srihasta Bhakta. Gurudev told, don't do this so. You will die. He told, no, I will not die. I will be so strong. Give me some rupees. He told that if anything comes, any trouble or problem, you should call me. Where there is Takaser Bhaja, Takaser Khaja,
Andha
Nagari Chaupata Raja. Andha Nagari means where there is Takaser Bhaja.
Pop rice.
Takaser Khaja.
Sweet.
There must be any blind king.
No, crazy king.
Crazy king. Chaupata Raja, Andheri Nagari. And that is blind Nagari. Blind city.
Mm.
So every hill will be ruined. But he did not follow his Gurudev.
Mm.
After some time, a thief. Chori ho gayi kahin.
Burglary took place
anywhere, and he reported to king that my everything has been stolen.
Hmm.
He told that, have you seen the thief? I have not seen actually, but I saw that he was running, taking my all things. He was so fat. Oh, he was fat? Yes. You've seen actually that he was fat? Yes, I've seen, but I have not known his face. But I know that he was fat. He told that the police wala, Daruga and
policeman,
inspectors, that you should search in my whole kingdom that who are fats and bring them all fats here. At last, he was the fattest person and they brought it to the king. Oh, you are fat? Yes, I am fat. You have stolen all these ornaments of that person? No, sir, I have not. But you are fat, so you must have done this. Because that thief was fired?
Happy.
Oh, come on, come on. And he wrote order that he should be sentenced to death sentence at once. He cannot do anything. He began to weep and weep. But king told that no, you should help. You'll be put on death. In India, in ancient times, a very golakar, loha, irons, and gradually so thin and thin, like needle. But in the bottom, some
thick.
A javelin.
So they be used to be kept on that thing, so that it should come from here, and they died. Understand?
Yes.
Yes.
They used to keep suli. That is called suli. And in ancient time, suli was given to them. He ordered that he should be kept on the suli. That thing. He began to cry and weep, oh Guruji, come on, come on, come on. King told that, do you want to take anything to take or to anything you want? Oh, I went to meet my Gurudev. Where is Gurudev? Gurudev is there. Then he was called for and he came. He told that, what is the matter? The disciple told that, oh Gurudev, I could not follow your orders, that is, I am going to
die now.
They are keeping on this.
Sorry.
Now you will follow my orders? Yes, I follow. Don't disobey me. Then I will save you. You should tell when king is coming, you will tell that I will go on Sulli. And I will tell that I am going to Sulli. I want to die and you should tell that I am. And we should quarrel. And after that I will see everything. Understand this?
Yes, sir.
Guru Chela fighting.
Guru and Chela both were fighting. Gurudev is telling that I will die. And you are telling that I will die. Then go, no, you should go. I will die. And she said, no, Gurudev. Then king asked, why you want to die? Because today is very auspicious day. Auspicious time. Especially. If anyone will go on that thing, and if he dies, then he will go directly to heaven. Not he will stop in anywhere else. So I want to die. Then, no, Gurudev, I will die. Then King Dodana, no, you will have not to die. My mother is so old and she is suffering. So my mother should understanding my?
Yes.
So he told them, no. Then Gurudev at first jumped
towards Sul.
Mani he jumped up. No, it cannot be. I will die. Then Chela told that no, king, your mother will not die. You have ordered for me, I will die. No, I am cancelling my order and my mother will come and... So he brought her mother and she died at once. Oh, run away with me and leave this place where everything is same moody and misery are some. All these things are 1 rupees. Where there is Ganesh is Ishwar, where Shankar is Ishwar, Krishna is Ishwar, and all are same, Muri and Misri. Mukti and Prem is same, heaven and all these worldly things are same. They are thinking, This is Andhera Nagari Chaupata Raja. No guru at all there. So we should try to take all these things very carefully. Don't think that Ganesh is like Krishna. Otherwise, like that disciple. Don't think that Shankar is Krishna. Shankar is servant. Hanuman is servant. Ganesh is servant of servant of servant of servant. These are all vibhuti of Krishna in Gita. We must follow Gita. Otherwise everything will be ruined. Gurudev Shalaka is this, what I told. Shalaka means? Yes, so try to follow all these things. Those who are not following, that everything is same, everything is same. I am also Brahma. I'm Brahmasmi, you are Brahmasmi. My son is Brahmasmi. My wife is Brahma. All are Brahma. Inquiry. We should not try it. In Gita, especially all things have been told. No? So we should have a very bona fide guru, bona fide Vaishnava, who can learn us and take away in this good marg. Good marg means?
Yes.
Bona fide way. By which? Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Ruchi, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag. Those who have not all these eyes, they are not qualified gurus. Egos, quarreling, no broad-minded, no Krishna bhakti, no Krishna tattva. They don't want to serve, to honor any Vaishnava. They should be Vaishnava. We should know all these things. Swamiji has come to give these things. He had not made everything equal. Narayan is not equal to Krishna, but he is not other than Krishna. Narayan is same thing, Dwarka is same thing, Mathuresh, Ramachandra is same thing as Krishna by Tattva, but in Rush not equal. My wife is woman, my sister is woman, my girl is also, my daughter is also God, but all are not my wife. Understand? Some are my mother, some are my mother's mother, some is my daughters, some are my sisters. Everybody not in the same, like animals. We should know all these things, actually. Where there is the ego, where there is difference, bhaya, no Vaishnavata there. Understand? No Vaishnavata. Guru comes to take them in a line, and that line is bhakti, to honor his Gurudev. But to honor the Gurudev is not only the honor of Gurudev, to honor the Vaishnava is also the honor to Gurudev. If anyone not honor Vaishnavas, then he cannot, he will be ruined. So we should try to honor. Especially in India, this is Vedic culture. That anyone, if he is also enemy, but he comes to our door, we will honor him. At that time I will forget everything what happens. He is not Shatru if he has come. We'll have to take him like brother, friends. If there is nothing, then how most superior things Vaishnavata? This is etiquette. If in etiquette he is not that, then how he can be Vaishnava? All the Vaishnava are Brahmins. First he will be Brahmin and then he will be Vaishnava. All Brahmins are not Vaishnava, but all Vaishnava are Brahmin, surely they are Brahmin. They have quality. But if they have no Brahmin quality, to forgive, to honor all, even an ant, atithi devo bhava, and if then anyone telling, oh, don't keep this atithi, beat him and throw him from here. This is no Brahmanata. How it will be Vaishnavata? We should know all these things. And properly we should honor all, everywhere is Krishna. Jani Krishna Adhisthan, we should honor. All jivas should be given honor. And what to tell Vaishnavas? Vaishnava should be honored more than Krishna. More than Krishna. Without the grace of Vaishnavas, we cannot know who is Gurudev. We cannot honor Gurudev. And we cannot honor Krishna. Vaishnava has come to us without the help of Vaishnava. Vaishnava Thakura, Daya Rasagara. Among Vaishnava, Guru is superior. But Guru is also Vaishnava. So we should try first to honor all Vaishnava. Itna baja. Manava? I wanted to speak some Harikatha of Krishna, but I thought that I should tell all these things. Without this we cannot understand Krishna Katha. So we should honor Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas. If the Vaishnava is third class, even he should be honored. And if he is Uttam Vaishnava or Madhyam Vaishnava, Madhyam Vaishnava, same time is this. Ishvare tadadhaneshu balusheshu visatsucha prema maitri kripa apeksha jah karoti se madhyama. To Krishna, Madhyam Adhikari should do prema, behave with prema. And to Vaishnavas, in three ways, who are superior to us, friends, but like Guru, they should be observed like Guru. And if in same category, then friends. They should be served as friends. And those who are inferior, but Vaishnava, they should be honored with Harikatha, Tattvakatha, Sangadan, by these things. And those who are opposite, like Kansa, Jarasandha, Raman, that should be
neglected.
Don't do anything. You should not neglect. Or we should do pranayama. Don't beat them, bite them, don't give poison, don't do all these things, don't be dishonor. Don't do anything. We should silent. Oh, you can go. So, if they are doing anyone vidvesh, in return we will do vidvesh, tit for tat. This is not the policy of Vaishnavas. Like Haridas Thakur, we should try to learn all these etiquettes, all the behaviors of Vaishnavas, and then we will arise. If you are doing Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Sangha, like all these persons who have so much ego, so much envy, so much all these things, we cannot progress. We will go down. So, you know any kirtan of Vaishnava?
Oh, he Vaishnava Thakur.
You know?
Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Daya Rasagara
Chai Dosa Sadi
Chai Dosa Sadi Chava
Chai Bega Domi Chai Dosa Sadi Chai Guna Dihada.
Yes, total. But it's six dosh. Bola?
Chai Bega Domi, Chai Dosa Sodhi, Chai Guna Diha Dasi.
You said that in stand up. Chai Bega?
Chai Bega means six arches. That means Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad, Matsarya. And on the other hand, Bacha Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Upastha Vegam, Etana Veganja Viseta Dhira Saravam Abhiman Prithivinsa Sitsat. Arches of word, if anything happen wrong due to our tongue, just like when Pandavas,
Arikru, Veg, Manveg,
Manovegam, arches of mind,
Krodh, he is going here and there. Krodh, anger.
Anger. Jiva Begam. That means arches of chan.
No control over tongue.
Udar Upastha Begam. Udar means
belly.
Arches of stomach. Belly. Stomach. Yes. And upastha feet part.
And upastha genital.
Yes.
Genital.
Upastha.
Lust.
Like lust.
These are six arches. Just like Draupadi told that son of a blind must be blind to Duryodhan. So it is become battle of Mahabharata, fight of Mahabharata. So you have to control our tongue at first. This Chai Vega, Chai Dos, Uttahara, Prayasascha, Prajalpo, Niyamagraha, Janasangascha, Loulancha, Sarvid Bhakti, Vinasati. These are six Dos. Uttahara, eating so much, or we are
over collecting,
seeing so much thing. All the senses.
Inclination, material things with our five sense elements, five senses with five elements, with uttahara. Prayasascha, too much effort without devotion, devotee and God, leaving these things, if we do so much effort, this prayasascha.
Material things.
Yes. Prajalpa, without
chattering, chattering and chanting.
Without Krishna's katha, and we are gossiping here, all time it is called prajalpa. Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha is two types, niyamagraha and niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means we have so much regard for rule.
Not for Krishna and devotees, only for rule.
That this telling that, oh, I am doing archan now, so I could not leave, but Gurudev came. Oh Gurudev, I am in Archana, I could not serve you. It is very bad. It is very good, very great offense. Then I have to go to hell. Because Gurudev mercifully engaged me this Archana, Gurudev give me this Tattva Gyan, just like Gurudev explain everything, Gananjana Salakya. He gives everything, yet I am neglecting him. It is called Niyamagraha.
After Archana, I will go and serve my Gurudev.
Yes,
this is offense. This is Niyamagraha.
And Niyamagraha means I have taken some rule but could not maintain this rule. Just like I have to chant 32 rounds a day, I have to do so many service, but some days I chant 32 rounds, next day 2 rounds, another day 1 rounds, another day no rounds. It is called Niyam Agraha.
No honor for any rule and regulation.
Janasangascha laulancha, and bad association. One man known by his behavior, by his associate. If associate will be bad, he must be bad. So if we take always bad association, our mind bound to go bad thing. And he always think about bad thing. So when we will die, that Krishna Nam will not come into our mind attached towards bad thing, so we have to go hell. Niyamag Pajalpa, Niyamag Janasangascha Laulanchan.
Laula.
Laula means greed.
Leaving Krishna Bhakti behind. And love for all other things.
Yes, greed for material desire is Laula. If these six things, then devotion will be ruined. These six those. And Chai Guna Deha Dasya.
Gun.
Yes. Bhungte.
No. utsaha,
utsaha, nishya, dharya, tat karma pravartana, sangataga, sato vritte, sarvid bhakti prasiddhati.
This is.
It means utsaha, nishya, dharya. We have so many enthusiasts to serve Hari Guru and Vaishnava. Under guidance of Vaishnava, we have to serve Gurudev. Under guidance of Vaishnava and Gurudev, we have to serve Hari. If we neglect Vaishnava, oh, Gurudev is all in all, I don't care for Vaishnava, I am good Vaishnava, I don't care for my Gurudev, never fear from my Gurudev, how we shall fear anyone and another Vaishnava? This is not proper etiquette in Vaishnavism.
No, I will follow Gurudev, but I will not follow any Vaishnava.
I shall follow only my Gurudev, not any Vaishnava, not respect any Vaishnava.
There is no Vaishnava at all. Etiquette. My Gurudev is only Vaishnava.
It is not Vaishnavism. So under guidance of Vaishnava, I shall serve Gurudev, under Vaishnava and Gurudev, I shall serve Krishna.
Nishchaya.
Nishchaya. And Krishna will bestow his mercy one day. So I fixed my mind and I have to advance in devotion. I have to practice my devotional services regularly.
Dharya. I have Krishna surely.
This
faith is there.
Nishchaya dharya. Oh, I am not take mercy yet, Hari Guru Vaishnava. If I lose my passion, then I could not advance in devotion life. So we have to keep patience and go slowly but steady. Gradually we shall go slowly but steady. If we leave the steadiness, then we should not advance, we could not advance in future. Nishchaya dharya tat tat karma pravartanat. We have to do that karma by which Hari Guru Vaishnava will be pleased. And Sangataga Satovritti.
I know that Krishna will be surely
bestow his mercy.
Bestow his mercy.
So I should not do anything. Sleep and eat, drink and bring.
So leaving everything, eat, drink and be merry, oh Krishna is merciful.
Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all these things will be done. Actually. Then?
And Navada Bhakti, Panchada Bhakti, Pridhaya Koda, we have to follow surely, under guidance of bona fide Vaishnava and Gurudev. Sangatagat Sato Vritte. We have to leave bad association and we have to take good association.
No, Sangatagat
Sato
Vritte. And Sato Vritti, another thing.
Yes.
Sato Vritti means?
Sato Vritti means, for and maintain our life, we have to take which be tendency, good tendency.
Now,
then anyone can maintain.
For maintaining our rough life, we will have to go in the same line as our
previous
acharyas had adopted. There are two ways, grihastha ashram and tyaga ashram. Like Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Rup Sanatan, we will follow in tyag line. And in grihastha line, Ambarish Maharaj, Gopis, Srivas Acharya, we will follow in this line. I am going to make a factory and I am Tyagi Vaishnava. I am a Tyagi Vaishnava, not having a farthing. Keep it. Farthing, nothing. But I am joining to philosophy schools. Why? What is the need? What you have quality, you should engage in Krishna Naam, Krishna chanting, or any acharya has not done like so. I will make a soap factory. I am Tyagi. Who has done this? We should try to follow all this actually. This is called Sato Vritti. Sato means all acharya. And vritti means behaviors, activities. So we should try to follow all this. Sattva vritti. And like there is a grihastha bhakta, he daily goes to collect money and telling that I will take it in my mandir seva and all other seva. I will give it to Gurudev. No, you are grihastha bhakta, you should not do all these things. Otherwise you will be ruined. You are not tyagi. So you should follow Ambarish Maharaj and all others. Being Grihastha Bhakta, what you have, you should take and patiently do bhajan. And if you are Tyagi, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disciples, you should follow. If you have so many, you can build, make so many temples, lakhs and lakhs temples. Why to collect? They can also do that thing. So what our acharyas has done, for some special cases they had done, to make all the grihasth and all others in Krishna. They wanted to take their energies and to
put in Krishna.
Put in Krishna. So they have done. But each and all we try to do, you should try to make your home temple, your heart this temple. This is better thing. Satobritti, Sarabari Bhakti, by doing this, our bhakti will be
increased.
And then sit down. What are these six sangha? What are these chau sangha?
To reveal the mind in confidence to another devotee. And also to hear if someone else is revealing their mind.
Yes.
To help them by giving them guidance. Then to offer prasad to other Vaishnavas and to receive prasad.
Yes.
And to give something in charity and receiving in charity.
What is receiving charity? What is?
If someone is offering something, to accept it?
Some all not here. All has been turned to Vaishnavas, relating to Vaishnava. Give something which they need Vaishnava to them. And what they give you, like any sweet prasadam, mahaprasadam, they are giving. They are giving some used things, oh, you can give for you. Oh, this is a very good Gita, you should read these are. Always Harikatha, you should ask, he will reply. Or he is asking, you should reply. And to give Mahaprasadam very good to them and take their remnants. These are Sadhu Sangha. We should follow. These are Upadeshamritam. We should try to know all these things. So he Gurudev is telling what? He has told that, oh Gurudev, give me power that I can follow all these things and then Ekaki?
Deho he amare boshe chi sange.
Amaro nahi pai bolo hari nama sankirtane. Ekaki amaro nahi pai bolo hari nama sankirtane. Ekaki
Sada bindu diya,
tumi kripa kore, sada bindu